33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice. Baking, sewing, and DIY everything. Americans have gotten creative during shortages and to keep themselves busy while they've been stuck at home. The newfound obsession with homemade sourdough loaves has created a run on flour, leaving millers working overtime to keep up with what one company described to the New York Times as a consistently obscene demand for the baking staple. It seems like quarantine has awakened some sort of newfound desire for self-sufficiency, but as the Texas Standard's Alexandra Hart reports, things like growing your own food during tough times is as practical as it is therapeutic.
The pandemic didn't make Jenny Marie Jemison take up gardening, but it did give her a new sense of purpose while tending to her plants.
I mean, honestly, this is the best time to be a gardener that has ever. I love having my garden. I don't know what I would do without it. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to share it with other people.
Jemison picked up gardening about a year ago while she was recovering from an illness, and she documented her gardening journey on Instagram. Then COVID-19 reached Austin and a stay-at-home order was put in place. Her followers started reaching out and asking for tips. So she started Stay-at-Home Garden Club, guiding beginners through gardening in quarantine.
People want to have some sense of control, I feel like, something that they can do themselves. I feel like agency has sort of been taken away from people.
And that's not just a new phenomenon either. Americans have a long history of gardening in times of uncertainty.
When there is some big kind of existential threat, whether it's war or a pandemic, gardening and the ability to produce our own food becomes much more valuable. And that seems to be almost timeless.
That's Zachary Dolishal. He is an assistant professor in the Department of History at Sam Houston State University. Growing our own food is as old as civilization itself. But he says there are several movements in American history where amateur gardening played a major role. One of those is Freedom Villages, communities of freed slaves that came together during Reconstruction.
Hundreds of thousands of people who were enslaved and now they're liberated and they need to make it on their own and with their own knowledge. And one of the major things they can rely on is their knowledge of the soil.
Excluded from society, these villages communally grew fruits and vegetables to feed themselves and to sell for a profit. Fast forward several decades to World Wars I and II, and you've got the birth of Victory Gardens. Dolishal says the government created groups like the Women's Land Army and the National War Garden Commission. Their goal was to encourage Americans to grow their own food to help the war effort.
You hear the Army, War, Army, right? These were organizations modeled after the military that would try to, and did, organize these people that were not really gardeners into gardeners. And so in the American imagination, it really sort of creates food production as a national security issue.
He says that push not only helped in a material way, but it also built a sense of pride and connectedness among communities. That's what Lauren Maples is trying to do with her organization, Partners for Education, Agriculture, and Sustainability, aka PEAS.
When we talk about being resilient in a community, it's about having the tools and resources to go beyond just sustaining our lives, but we need to be able to bounce back from some of these difficulties that have been facing us over the years, whether they're environmental or, in this case, with the COVID pandemic, it's a health crisis.
Maples is the founder and executive director of the Austin-based nonprofit that, during normal times, works with local schools to teach kids about growing food. But with campuses closed for the remainder of the academic year, she had to shift her focus.
We launched this Resiliency Gardens program to help support families that may be facing economic challenges or have food insecurity, to give them some tools to grow their own food at home.
She says that now, more than ever, people can use gardening to reclaim power in their lives. And that's especially true for people who have lost income during the pandemic.
I feel like many of the systems, political systems and other man-made systems have created a lot of invisible barriers for people in realizing how much power they really can have in their own lives, and especially with things like growing food.
Whether it's as a hobby or a tool for frugality, one thing is true. Gardening does have documented health benefits. A 2017 report that looked at 22 different studies on gardening found that it can have positive impacts on social, physical, and psychological health. Jemison knows that's true after using gardening to heal from her illness and its mental health effects. And she hopes that it can help others too, even when the future seems uncertain.
It gives you something to do that is outside of yourself and it's outside of your house. It also is a way to see that time is actually passing. You see a plant grow from a seed to a mature plant, and that's real. And there's also a sense of accomplishment in that.
I'm Alexandra Hart for the Texas Standard.